3D hydrodynamical simulations of helium-ignited double-degenerate white dwarf mergers, by Niranjan Roy et al. The origins of Type Ia supernovae, SNEIA, are still debated. Some of the leading scenarios involve a double detonation in double white dwarf, WD, systems. In these scenarios, helium shell detonation occurs on top of a carbon-oxygen, CO, WD, which then drives the detonation of the CO core, producing SNEIA. Extensive studies have been done on the possibility of a double helium detonation, following a dynamical helium mass transfer phase onto a COWD. However, 3D self-consistent modeling of the double WD system, the mass transfer, and the helium shell detonation have been little studied. Here we use 3D hydrodynamical simulations to explore this case in which a helium detonation occurs near the point of Roche lobe overflow of the donor WD and may lead to an SNEIA through the dynamically driven double degenerate double detonation, D6, mechanism. We find that the helium layer of the accreting primary WD does undergo a detonation, while the underlying carbon-oxygen core does not, leading to an extremely rapid and faint nova-like transient instead of a luminous SNEIA event. This failed core detonation suggests that D6 SNEIA may be restricted to the most massive carbon-oxygen primary WDs. We highlight the nucleosynthesis of the long-lived radioisotope Ca44T during explosive helium burning, which may serve as a hallmark both of successful as well as failed D6 events which subsequently detonate as classical double degenerate mergers. This was 3D hydrodynamical simulations of helium-ignited double degenerate white dwarf mergers, by Niranjan Roy et al.